You are listening to your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm joined by the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, and as you can tell by the music, we're going to talk movies. It's Cinema Chat on WEMU, and happy Cinetopia to you, sir.
Yes. On June 1 through 11, it's coming up. So, check out the CinetopiaFestival.org website. You can get the whole lineup. We have 60 fantastic films direct from film festivals all over the world. Sundance, Toronto, Venice, Tribeca, Cannes, and many, many more. And you can get the whole schedule at CinetopiaFestival.org. But we're going to be in all kinds of venues throughout southeastern Michigan. Besides the Michigan Theater and Lorch Hall on the University of Michigan campus, we'll be at the Arab American National Museum, the Henry Ford Museum of American Innovation, College for Creative Studies, and Charles Wright Museum in the DIA right there in the Cultural Center of Detroit, the Cinema Detroit, and lots of other places around. So,
Maple Theater, Bloomfield Hills.
Yeah, absolutely. And so anyway, there's a lot of great films. We'll talk about them next week. But the program is rich with documentary films, with story films and so-called narrative films from all over the world. And cinema festivals are about discovery. Movie festivals are about discovery. So consider getting a pass, but you can buy individual tickets now. They're now on sale if you go to CinetopiaFestival.org. But it's coming up, and the best way to go to a festival is just set aside a day or two or three or four or 11.
Just go see a bunch of movies, you know? They call it binge watching.
That's
now.
Right. It is. Right? It's binge watching in the best possible way. And it starts off in Ann Arbor. It's going to be in Ann Arbor June 1 through 4. And then we do a University of Michigan Symposium on American Independent Film on the 5th and 6th of June.
And then you move to Wayne and Oakland counties.
Yeah, and we're going to do a special screening on Thursday in the middle of the run out at Cornman Farms.
Oh, nice.
Zingerman's property. And then we're in Detroit starting on Friday. So Thursday, actually, the following Thursday. So,
taking over the region.
Yeah, it's cool. And also, on your calendar, before Cinetopia, on Thursday, May 25th at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a special screening that's a benefit for the Big Hearts for Seniors. And this benefits Michigan Medicine programs like Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels, the Housing Bureau for Seniors, Osher Lifelong Learning, the Silver Club for Memory Programs, and the Turner Senior Wellness Program. And Deb and I are the honorary chairs of this special benefit, Big Hearts for Seniors. And we're going to show an hour-long documentary film and then have a discussion with the director. And the movie is called A New Color, The Art of Being Edith Boone. And Edith Boone is a fascinating, fascinating lady. She's in her 70s at this point, but she's a muralist. She does murals kind of all over, works with children, works with seniors, and then creates her own murals with other artists in the Bay Area primarily.
So good cause, good film, and good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rob Reinhardt, our good friend here at WEMU, is the MC. And the Chenille sisters are going to be the musical guest.
Can't beat that for an evening,
yeah,
can you?
It should be good. Again, that's Thursday the 25th at 7 o'clock.
Well, we do have some movie choices as we head to the theaters this coming weekend.
We do. Norman, The Moderate Rise and Tragic Fall of a New York Fixer. This is part of our Richard Gear Month at the Michigan Theater.
Before we get into what this movie is, can you hear the word Norman in relation to movies and not immediately go to Psycho and Norman
That's
Bates?
That's true. And it has nothing to do with Norman
it does not.
Bates. But so Richard Gere is in a film that closes today called The Dinner. And this film opens on Friday, Norman, The Moderate Rise and Tragic Fall of a New York Fixer. And he's a guy that really wants to make it big. And he's networking around Detroit, or around New York, to try to find his place and find the big deal that's going to score him a lot of money. He's not having that much success, but he keeps working at it. And he finally sets his sight on a Israeli politician by the name of Misha Essel. It turns out that Misha Essel, a couple years later, ends up getting voted prime minister of Israel. And so
that's a good connection.
Yeah, so the friendship that he has there. But as you might expect with politics and people that are working the kind of the underside of politics. Things don't go exactly as planned. Things go awry. Things spin out of control. And Norman has his hands full to try to prevent an international catastrophe. So Norman, the moderate rise and tragic fall of a New York fixer, is well-reviewed, and Richard Gere's performance is particularly well-reviewed.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins, and tell me about Hounds of Love.
Yeah, so this has got 100% positive reviews.
100%? That's unheard of.
Absolutely. Smartly constructed and powerfully acted, Hounds of Love satisfies as a psychological thriller with a few nasty surprises, and marks writer-director Ben Young as a promising talent. This is an Australian film that's set in Perth in the mid-1980s, and Perth is having these women disappearing as a result of a serial killer, a couple, John and Evelyn White, and one woman, Vicky Maloney is the name of the character, gets abducted and is about to be murdered, but she tries to figure out a way to drive a wedge between this couple to hope get out of
the predicament. It's kind of interesting that time has moved on so quickly that now we can consider a film set in the mid-1980s as a period piece.
It is a period piece,
and
for sure.
Let's welcome the return of the mullet.
Yep. And again, the reviews are very, very strong. It's a darkly memorable feature, and it walks the fine line between entertaining thriller and psychological drama. So Hounds of Love opens this Friday. And then a documentary film on Julia Assange by Laura Poitras. It's a fascinating piece.
It's called Risk.
Yeah, and she did a documentary on Julia Assange earlier, and this is kind of part two. When Julia Assange, by everybody at this point, is deeply questioning what his true motivations are.
Right. Because, except for Pamela Anderson, of course.
Yeah, and it's he's gone from someone who seems to have wanted to do exposés to get nasty information out about governments to really being very anti-American, just releasing information that's damaging to the United States but not to any other country. I sound like a right-wing radio host here.
And then some question is that a value to create more transparency in government and actually create us to live more by the values on which we say we're standing?
Or does he have an agenda?
I love movies that will explore those questions.
Exactly. So Risk poses a knotty question regarding documentary filmmaking ethics but remains consistently and compelling despite its flaws. So Risk is definitely worth seeing. It's only playing for a few performances Sunday through Tuesday. Go check it out. And if you haven't seen The Finest, this is set in 1940s London. It's got a great cast. Gemma Atherton is the lead character. It also has a wonderful performance by Bill Nighy. And Jeremy Irons makes a brief cameo appearance. It's got a great, great
British
cast.
Nobody has a better voice than Jeremy Irons.
He's great. And it's about filmmaking, propaganda filmmaking, for the positive dynamics of getting the population through World War II in the UK. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's definitely a period piece, but a lot of fun to watch. And go check it out. Now, the Jewish Film Festival wraps up today at the Michigan Theater with Germans and Jews, a shorts program, and the Women's Balcony. This has been a great festival that's gone on all week at the Michigan Theater. So come on down if you haven't seen it. And
Cinema Revolution continues.
A Room with the View, everybody's favorite period piece from 1985. It stars Maggie Smith and Helena Bonham Carter as the two lead. It's a Ivory and Merchant film based on an E.M. Forrester novel, and it's going to play Monday at 7 o'clock, and it is part of our ongoing series.
And a couple
about
more to come before it comes to an end with My Private Idaho and The Player. Those are going to be good as well.
Yep, they're the following two Mondays. It wraps up on
the
29th.
About the multiplex? A couple of big budget movies coming out.
Yeah, and neither one of them are very well reviewed. The best reviewed is Snatch, which has Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn. The chemistry between the two are considered pretty good, although in general it's thought of not terrible reviews, but just kind of so-so.
There is certainly the opportunity for some moments of comedic dynamic between those two.
And Michigan guy Paul Feig is one of the producers, and he's done a lot of these kind of comic
films. It's nice
to
see Goldie Hawn back on the screen. It's been a long time.
And the chemistry between Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn is good. And then King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, really bad reviews. It's got Jude Law in it, but anyway.
And Charlie Hunnam, right?
Exactly.
From Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, applies mounds of modern action flash to an old age tale and wipes out much of what made the classic story great in the first place.
Well, it's directed by Guy Ritchie, who is known for hitting it very big or missing widely.
Yeah.
So there you go. You have a lot of movie options. We hope you'll choose one, and at least one, and go. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.